with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting U.S. and British militaries are bombing more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen in a massive retaliatory strike.
The military targets include logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage locations. The strike marks the first U.S. military response against the Houthis for what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The coordinated military assault comes just a week after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Houthis to cease the attacks or face potential military action. The impact of the warning was short-lived. Houthi rebels fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles targeting ships. Then, 2 days later, the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rental car giant Hertz is making an about-face.
Hertz has decided to sell 20,000 electric vehicles from its rental fleet, including Teslas, Chevrolets, and BMWs, saying it will replace them with gas-powered vehicles. The company cited higher repair costs as the primary reason. It could be seen as a warning, a sign that demand is cooling, according to some analysts. Some are saying expectations for the electrification of the transportation sector need to be reset downwards. That follows news of both Ford and General Motors slowing their production and delivery of their respective electric vehicles. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges filed after the collapse of a plea deal. President Biden's son was charged with 9 counts of felony and misdemeanor tax offenses. Federal prosecutors say it was a 4-year scheme to skip out on paying the $1.4 million he owed to the Internal Revenue Service. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill to define anti-Semitism in Georgia law stalled in 2023, but sponsors plan to try again this month. A group including Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel and Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition are urging Georgia lawmakers to take action. They want all states to adopt the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. This is SRN News. Federal aviation officials are investigating Boeing's role in ensuring the safety of a jet panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane last week mid-flight. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating whether or not Boeing made sure that fuselage panel that blew off the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet was safe and if it was manufactured to meet the design that regulators had approved. Boeing CEO David Calhoun on Tuesday addressing workers.
This event can never happen again.
The FAA this week ordered Boeing to revise the instructions for inspecting and repairing those so-called door plugs. After Alaska and United Airlines report, other planes have loose bolts and other problems with the panels. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.